Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Pirates end up winning 8-2, manage to get themselves a series split against the Mets, and feel good about themselves after the first game of this series and after the last game of this series. And let's not discuss, let's discuss the filling in this sandwich. 412-928-9370 if you want to jump on board. It's the PM team, Pony on parental leave this week. Me and Donnie Football have you covered till 6 o'clock tonight. And then Donnie channeling the late, great Ernie Banks. It will be a double dip for Donnie. You have anything planned? I'm going to give you this opportunity 3 hours out to do a brief 30-second tease for your show. Who's producing it, first off?
Gorgeous Charlie Borges.
Well, you're off to a good start then.
Yeah, a great start. Obviously, we're going to recap what the Pirates did today and this past week. Their homestand, a little bit disappointing, and I think I'm putting that lightly. Also, a legendary figure in a realm that Charlie and I love announced his retirement Saturday night. We're diving into that.
Oh,
you know
boy.
Who I'm talking about.
I think
about.
I do,
the man
but
in
I
the
won't
jorts
say it.
Himself.
Yeah, I can't really picture him in my mind's eye here. I can't see him, if you will, but I know who you're talking about, Donnie. It is 3:05, time brought to you by UPMC Health System. Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened. So I have a couple of thoughts coming right out of the chute here on this game. And you can get involved too, 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. They're a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It honestly felt like a microcosm of the Pirates season, this four-game series. They're not quite a 500 team. They're on pace to be something like a 75 or 76 win team. They go 2-2. They go 3-4 for the 7-game homestand. So that really, the homestand itself, a microcosm of their season. Slightly worse than average. Slightly worse than 500. This series, though, has me feeling like specifically a very certain kind of way about them. You have a very feel-good game where they just obliterate the Mets. They get behind early in the first game of this series. Then hit 7 home runs. Hit so many balls out of the ballpark, they run out of fireworks. They can't even do a fireworks display to celebrate the game being over because they used them all up for fireworks. You've got Rowdy Tellez in that game having like the feel-good kind of vibe shift of the entire season. Hits a grand slam. They hit 2 grand slams in that game. 2 different guys with 2 home runs. Reynolds the other, of course. And that place was rocking. I saw people who were at that game Friday night say, this is one of those ones where I will tell people that I was at that game. And it's a random game, admittedly, in a big homestand for their hopes of contending for a team that's under 500 at that juncture. It's just a random game in July, but it was so memorable because they so rarely put a hurting on teams like that. One of the worst offensive teams in baseball broke out and scored two touchdowns on the Mets. In this game, you feel like you go from, wow, great start, great bounce back by Mitch Keller, to maybe there is a chance that this one starts to churn your stomach a little bit. He gives up a tying two-run homer. You have no idea what's going to happen. They haven't done anything yet in the bottom of the sixth inning. They have a couple guys on. And then you get a big hit from Rowdy Tellez, and then the dam breaks. And all of that feels good. Feel-good stuff. Again, hey, you won the first game in a rout. You won the last game kind of in a rout. You were able to get eight innings out of Mitch Keller in this game. Say, and you could just throw in the Brent Honeywells of the world to pitch. Feels good. And yet, when it comes to this team right now, I can't help but think that the devil's in the details, or in this case, what happened in the middle of all that. It's still a series where you saw the Pirates fritter away opportunities, both by their own hand and by the hand of an umpire who missed a couple of very crucial calls in the second game of this series in what could have been a game-turning at-bat for Jack Sawinski. And then the game after that, after it looks like it's going to be a hard luck loss, and this is probably the third game of this series is probably the one that I can't let go of. I'm having a very hard time with. They turn what looks like it's going to be a hard luck loss into what looks like it's going to be a feel-good win. You see Chapman getting in trouble in the ninth inning. You see him look like he's going to get out of trouble. Gets a couple of outs. Gets two strikes on Lindor. And can't put him away and gives up the game-winning hit. And I do think this would look a lot different if they had even gone 4-3 than 3-4. And yet, this is the story of the Pirates in 2024. Some games, some performances, some individual efforts that will make you feel pretty good. Keller, Skeens, the entire offense in these bookend games. But I think ultimately sort of a bittersweet taste, a bitter taste maybe, when you take it all in, when you take a bite out of the series as a whole. Because it felt like they could have done more with an offense that would have done anything in those two middle games, but did virtually nothing in both and paid the price for it. Pirates had what I think most people felt was a very crucial seven-game homestand. Because you know who's lurking around the corner here. It's the Milwaukee Brewers. And the Brewers have come back to the pack a little tiny bit, but it's more that the St. Louis Cardinals have caught up to them. The Pirates are now 43-47. In the wild card chase, they have gained a game on the Mets. They are currently four games out as we sit here right now, pending the outcome of what San Diego does, and there's a couple teams ahead of them still. What's your big feeling on this team now? Moving forward, injuries to pitchers, Jared Jones on the IL, Bailey Falter on the IL. You'll hear Ben Cherington talk about that. Do you have any confidence after watching the Pirates in this seven-game homestand that they're going to be a player, that they're going to stick around? And what, if anything, did this seven-game homestand mean for what they should do at the trade deadline? Because I have a lot of thoughts on that, too. Ben Cherington did not say a whole lot. He was talking about a lot of injuries. I'll just paraphrase it. He said, this is a busy time. The draft is coming up. It's a huge deal. Teams are still picking up the phone, but everyone kind of pauses it for a little bit when it's draft time. They pause the trade talks. Is this team worth adding to? Are they not worth enough that they you would rather see them subtract from this group? 412-928-9370. Pirates split with the Mets. Get ready to face the Brewers in what really could be a series that either makes them or breaks them as a contender. Could get them back into the conversation or could bury them with a disastrous result.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.